you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Leo Lowenstein, Tim Cogshell, and Andy Klein. First up is the thriller The Courier, starring Benedict Cumberbatch. Dominic Cook directs. Tom O'Connor wrote the screenplay. Leo?
I thought this was just an excellent fact-based drama with Cumberbatch as a real-life businessman who was drafted by secret intelligence services to deliver messages to a secret agent in Russia. Cumberbatch gives just a terrific performance. The film is suspenseful all the way through, and it's really just one of Cumberbatch's finest performances so far.
The Courier, Tim.
It is really, really good. In the vein of Le Carré, Smiley's People, The Tailor of Panama, that kind of thing, but all the more compelling because it is a true story.
What do you think, Andy?
Same thing. I mean, and they seem to have followed the facts very closely, but mainly this is to watch Cumberbatch basically give, you know, a real class in reaction shots and acting.
The Courier, rated PG-13. It's in multiple Southern California theaters and not available at this point on demand. Zack Snyder's Justice League is the director's cut of the film. It's considerably longer than the original theatrical release. Zack Snyder directing, Chris Terrio, the screenwriter, Tim.
It's a fundamentally different film, really it is. Constructed differently, much longer, different antagonist and protagonist groups, all of that. It's a better film than the previous film, but it's still a bad film.
What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, I agree with Tim. It's way too long. Snyder could have lost some battle scenes without losing really anything, but he loves those. But this has got all the setups, both plot-wise and emotion-wise, that were cut out of the Joss Whedon theatrical version.
What'd you think, Lael?
I actually liked the Whedon version. I didn't think it was so bad. This is very, very different. It's darker. It's much longer, way too long for my taste. There are certain pleasures, like the beefing up of Cyborg, his part, but overall, just way too much.
Zack Snyder's Justice League, rated R, is streaming on HBO Max. City of Lies takes us back to the Biggie Tupac killings. Johnny Depp, Forrest Whitaker, and Toby Huss star Brad Furman directs. Andy, real briefly.
This has got Forrest Whitaker playing a reporter who is trying to get the story from Russell Poole, the real-life detective, who solved this case or tried to solve it and wouldn't let go and ruined his career doing it. Whitaker's fine. Johnny Depp as Poole seems to be just sleepwalking through it.
City of Lies is rated R, available at multiple local cinemas. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us for The Marquee.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.